When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Born Reginald Kenneth Dwight on March 25th, 1947. He was born in Pinner, Middlesex, England. I figured it would be a Pinner. Fatty, not a Pinner.
Yeah, Pinner. Pinner.
Known as the Pinball Wizard, the Rocket Man. His mum, she called him Reggie. We call him Sir Elton John, and that's the album we're going to be doing today here on Them Vinyl Boys, brought to you by Factor. We got the Vinyl Boys here. We even got Big Daddy G Money here today. BJ the DJ, Bebopalula, is our special guest. What's up, Memphis?
Fresh
off the plane here for some Elton John. What's up,
yes,
Memphis?
Yes, I am happy to be home, happy to be with my boys, happy to do some Elton John.
And we've got DJ Ramo G is in the building. Were you alive when this album came out?
I was. I was 2 years old, and I was fortunate enough to be born into a Puerto Rican family, which meant I had a lot of aunts and uncles that were close to my age. So I had a lot of influence in
aunts
music.
Aunts and uncles that are close to your age.
Very close, very close. Yeah, you know, within 5, 7, 8 years. So, you know, they were into Elton John, and I got a lot of exposure, and I'm a huge fan.
And Puerto Ricans, they love Elton John.
Well,
you're here to confirm that.
Some of my family members did, so, you know, here we are.
And DJ Tomcat is the man behind the tables. He has the album that is from 1973, October the 5th.
And it damn sure looks like it, too.
It's an old one.
This thing's got some city miles.
Yes, this thing has been around. It's sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. This is supposedly Elton John's magnum opus. This is his greatest work. We will find out on today's episode of Dem Vinyl Boys, brought to you by Factor Meals. Go to factormeals.com/DVB50 and save 50% on those quick and ready-to-eat meals where you don't have to do no dishes. Drop the needle on the record, if you will, maestro.
That's a huge selling point, too. No dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, this record has got some
years,
some miles
you
on
can
it
hear
that
it.
Have been mean to it. So it jumps around.
I'm surprised we've done this many episodes and we never did an Elton John album, considering he's sold so many and he's so popular.
Yeah.
TK seemed to be the most against Elton John for some reason.
Oh, had to sell me out right away.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is in the beginning?
The intro?
This is called a funeral for a friend. And
yes.
This is what Elton John was thinking he would like, this kind of music at his funeral. It sounds like
very creepy, very Halloween-y.
It kind of
funerally,
you know, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like it.
The name of the album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. The album cover has Elton John wearing a jacket with his name on the back, and it looks like he's jumping on the yellow brick road with some heels on.
Hey, why not? Our governor wears them.
Wrong show. Yeah, I like those heels. Pretty cool. Got a little teeny tiny piano down there, a little wind-up piano.
Yeah. They're called platforms. They were huge in
platforms.
The
70s.
Yeah, but we were just talking about this movie the other day, Wizard of Oz, which is obviously what this is in reference to.
Of course.
The beginning of it.
Yeah.
And the cover.
Sure.
Man, you can hear the 50, what is this, 51 years old, this album. I can hear it. But, you know, there's nostalgia, something to say about some needle cracking and some vinyl on the record player.
Yeah, give it some substance, some soul.
Now, Ramo, when it came to Elton John, you had some votes. Elton John's been on the table for them Vinyl Boys to do one of his albums. TK wasn't voting for him. Ramo, you were always voting for Elton John, and I guess it's the ties from your family. We're always jamming out to some Elton.
Well, not only that, I mean, as you all know, like, I studied music while I was going through school, and he is one of the most amazing piano players that ever recorded music. Like, you can hear it in how he plays, what he plays, the music he puts out there. It's just always good.
They said he had a gift where someone could play something on the piano, he would hear it, and then he would just sit down and mimic exactly what they just played.
I would not.
That's pretty bad.
And some pretty tough scales. And I guess that was what got him a scholarship to go to the Royal Academy of Music. Initially, they had an old piano in his house. It was made in 1910. Old beater. And his grandmother used to play a little bit. And so one day he was just playing around on it, and his grandma said, "Wow, kid, you're pretty good on that piano. Why don't your mom and your dad get you some lessons?"
I like it.
And so he started getting piano lessons, and that was when his teacher realized, this little Reginald, he's got a gift. At that time, he was not Elton John. He was just
Reggie.
Little Reggie. Reggie Kenneth Dwight. And he really excelled
Dunder Mifflin
at that Royal Academy of Music. At the age of 15, with the help from his mother and his stepfather, he was hired as a pianist at the pub. So he was playing at the pub.
That explains the shoes.
Before he was old enough to have a cold pint, he was already doing gigs. Similar to me, I remember I was doing gigs before I was 21 and inside of a bar.
Me too.
And one time this bar owner was feeding me drinks all the time. At the, you know, he never asked how old I was.
Me too.
And then it came time for me to celebrate my 21st birthday. And it happened to be that same night. And everyone's like, "Oh, happy 21st. It's time to, you know, get loose tonight." And the bar owner looks at me. He's like, "Wait a minute. You've been working here for 2 years. You haven't said a word. You've been drinking in here. You're just now 21. He's like, "You little son of a bitch." I was like, "You never asked, sir."
Hey, I've been keeping it rocking, so it didn't matter, right?
Yeah.
So he also put on a middle name on his Elton John, right? Did you say his middle name?
Hercules, I believe.
Hercules, I thought that's funny. So it says in 1972 he legally changed his name to Elton Hercules John.
Hercules,
which I didn't know that was the middle name there.
There is a story behind it. After he was doing the pub gig, he got to be pretty good at this pub gig to where he got the attention of the American Soul Show. This is a urban R&B group that would do some like Temptation style music, a lot of the Motown. And they were kind of a regional success there where he was from. And
Reginald was regional.
Yeah, Reginald was regional, Reggie was, and he was playing the American Soul Show. You know, Elton had some soul. At this time, again, he was Reggie. And a guy pulls him to the side, and he tells him, "You got to kill the person you were born as. You don't want to be Reginald. You need to kill him. And you need to become the person that you want to be." And I guess Elton had a childhood friend named Elton, and he just liked the name. So he stole a friend of his name from school.
He somehow found a name worse than his own.
Yeah. He was like, "Right? I like this kid's name. I'm gonna go with Elton." And he went with the John because he was a big fan of John Lennon.
Okay.
Loved John Lennon, so hence the name Elton John. So you can thank the guy from the Soul Show that he traveled around with, who gave him the Straight Talk Express.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it as the dude you are right now. And then that's when he started wearing the wild glasses. He started wearing the wild clothes. And he became a character. He became a different person. His alter ego, which I know, Memphis, you say you have one.
I do.
What's his? Bobby James.
Bobby
right?
James.
Bobby James. Scary dude.
You may see him today.
I wouldn't be surprised. So after the pizza, please.
Yeah, after the pizza.
You were saying that Elton John's buddy was telling him to chill out with it at one point. Like, nobody, you know, you're not even yourself anymore. And he's like, "Nobody wants to see, you know, George Stephanopoulos. They want to see Elton Hercules John in the chicken suit."
Well, it became, this is later in his career when he was big time. Selling more records than anybody. At one point, he was like 5% of all music sales in the world.
That's
was
crazy.
Elton John at one point.
That's wild.
When he's on top of the world, there's a show where he dresses up like a chicken. And he's got these big feathers on top of his head. Kind of like, what's that animal that...
Peacock.
Like a peacock.
Yeah.
Not chicken. It was more like a peacock.
Okay, yeah.
All colorful and shit.
And then he had these big, like, when a duck-type shoes. You know, big
Right.
And he just kind of looked a little like a clown. And there's a scene in the movie, if you see the movie, Rocket Man is the name of the movie, came out in 2019. But in the movie, he's dressed up as this animal of some sort. What did you just call it?
Peacock.
Peacock. He was dressed up like a peacock, and his buddy Bernie Taupin told him, like, you look like a clown. And Elton gave him a look and just said, well, that's the way I feel. And I feel like I'm just a clown, and everybody's just here to watch me perform. Nobody really cares about me. They only care about Elton John. They don't really know Reggie.
Sure.
And so he was drinking a lot at that time and doing drugs. And
sweet.
And he was also hiding the fact that he was gay. That probably had a lot to do with it
as
well.
Yeah. Sure, that's stressful.
Yeah.
So he had
back then they weren't as
accepting.
You know, yeah.
Who, you? No, I'm just kidding.
So in the scene of the movie, he's this peacock, and he goes out on stage, and he's just kind of like acting like a clown. And his buddy's trying to tell him, this isn't you, don't act like this. And he's just like, this is what they came here to see, pal. They came here to see this circus.
They want to see the peacock, baby.
I got to pull out my peacock.
Yeah, they're going to get it.
I'm going to show them my peacock. Yeah,
get the jam
on his
peacock.
Piano.
Hey, man, dude got talent.
There's something to be said for that.
He's a genius.
Having the right name that fits what you are packaging and how you present yourself. Because my mom says, she says, the vehicle is the message. So if you show up looking ratty, you've already said it. You know, before you even play a note, they're already like, look at this guy. I don't even want to hear what this guy's going to do.
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't win him over, but the vehicle's the message. So you're showing the show right when you get there. They see you, and they see you're about 100%. A show.
I buy into that.
With a name that fits you.
And that's where you insert the more you know.
Now, what track are we on over here, Tomcat?
All right, so this one is called Cradle in the Wind.
Candle in the Wind.
Candle in the Wind. Thing's spinning, man.
This episode of Dem Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Prize Picks. You want to turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash? How about checking out the number one fantasy sports app, Prize Picks? The action on the floor is heating up. March Madness, baby. I got my bracket. Hopefully it doesn't get busted. I've made my picks at Prize Picks. You should too. It's tournament season. Also, how about the fight for playoff home court in the NBA? No shortage of high-stakes basketball moments right now this time of the year. You can go to Prize Picks and get locked in. You can even win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right, 4 picks, 100 times your money. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with the NBA, NHL, and college hoops. You can enter today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And they're also always looking out for you. How about the injury insurance so that all your entries stay in play, even if one of your players goes down with an injury? How's that for looking out for you? Some playa insurance. Download the app today and use code VINYL for the first deposit. Match up to $100. Download the app today, use our code VINYL, and get that first deposit match $100.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I thought Candle in the Wind was a ballad. And the candle in the wind.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think we're still on. Are we still on like the.
Are we on the right side?
No, yeah, we're on the right side.
Well, the. The Funeral for a Friend.
It's the first song on the first.
It's like 11 minutes. It's like 11 minutes long.
Yeah,
right?
It's long.
Yeah, it's like two songs.
There are three songs on this side, it's saying on the cover. It's got Funeral for a Friend. Then it's got Candle in the Wind. Bear with me, it's spinning.
And then one of my favorites.
No, that's Benny and the Jets. Sorry.
Bernie
and the Jets.
Bernie and the Knicks.
Bernie and the Knicks.
Now we have BJ the DJ, my dad, who is also a DJ. That's why he's able to be a guest host here on Dem Vinyl Boys. Only DJs allowed to be hosts on the show.
Right.
So we welcome you in, BJ the DJ.
I'm just sad you said that was, what, how many years ago?
This album, 1973, that would make it 51 years old.
Oof. Oh.
You know what?
I was like a junior then when this came out.
This is Love Lies Bleeding. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Okay, so Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding is on the album as
one,
as
the first track,
one song.
Yeah. It's like Funeral for a Friend / Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah, it's so a long one.
He mixed it.
So BJ the DJ, being a high school kid and having Elton John album like this one, this was his seventh album, so he was not a new guy to the scene. Was Elton John a big deal in high school for you and your buddies?
Believe it or not, no. And I really didn't get into Elton John. Well, I did enjoy the Pinball Wizard, but I didn't really get into Elton John until I got married, because the wife was a huge Elton John fan.
Yeah, it was mostly chicks.
Yeah.
I was more into rock and roll and country myself.
All right.
He's a real rocker through and through.
Sure. But Elton John apparently he doesn't write his songs. He has a guy that writes his songs. But if you give him anything, he can turn it into an amazing song. And there was a show where they gave him the instructions for a microwave oven, and they like put it on his piano, and they had him turn it into a song, and he just like whipped out a dope song from that.
Nice.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But he doesn't write them. But he's just an amazing piano player who could turn any lyrics into a song.
Well, and I would imagine making a song on a piano is like writing it. It's just doing it physically, not putting it down on paper, just
like you're just creating it. You're just creating it from scratch
in your head.
Yeah,
you know, like
I mean, that's very impressive, man.
Yeah,
that's very impressive.
Extremely. This is definitely one of my most favorite songs.
Yes, Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Bernie Taupin. TK, you were talking about the guy who writes all the songs.
Yes, I was trying to think of his name, but could not.
People that really love Elton John really appreciate Bernie Taupin because he's such a big part of the career of Elton John and such a big part of his life.
Yeah.
And when you hear the story of how it happened, it is kind of fate, I guess you could call it, that the two of them were able to connect, because there's a story, and it's in the movie as well, Rocket Man, where he goes to a record company to audition, Elton John. And he's playing a song, and he gets halfway through it, and the executive just cuts him off. And he's like, hey, you know, kid, thanks. I appreciate you coming in. You're a real good piano player. We'll keep you in mind. And he reaches for his desk, and he has a stack of like people that have sent him audition tapes and people that have sent him lyrics. Big stack sitting on the desk. He just reaches in and grabs a random one and says, here you go, Reggie. Take this with you. This is a guy that sent us some lyrics. Why don't you try? Because he didn't really like what Elton was doing. So he said, why don't you take these lyrics and try writing some music to these lyrics and then come back to me. Well, opens the envelope, and it's Bernie Taupin and his lyrics for his songs. Big hit songs like Your Song. That song, if you're familiar with that one from Elton. So and then the two of these guys became best friends. Bernie was straight. Elton, at one point, I think, really wanted, you know, to get down below his belt. Mm-hmm. But Bernie, you know, he was Bernie Taupin, but he did not like being on top or bottom. Oh. Not with a man.
I was going to say, was Elton's nickname Bottomum?
But Bernie was a great friend and a very talented writer. And when you put the two of them together, it's like Shaq and Kobe. It's like
magic.
Peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. Bernie Taupin writing great songs like Tiny Dancer, Your Song, Benny and the Jets, and all this stuff. And then he would take the lyrics, Elton would take these lyrics, and he would turn them into the iconic songs. He would write the music to these lyrics. And here is actually a clip of Elton telling the story. I can play it for you. This is a clip from Elton John telling the story about how he met Bernie Taupin.
And I was looking for a record contract or a writing contract. And then obviously he thought, who needs another Jim Reeves? And then there was the pile of lyrics on the table. And he just picked an envelope, gave it to me. I opened it on the train, and there it was Bernie. It could have been any lyric that he gave me, but happenstance was, and that's why my life is so incredible, that it happened to be Bernie. And it worked out. I could have been writing with Fred Smudge, and it wouldn't have been Bernie. It's been the longest relationship I've had with anybody, really, except my family. Out of all the craziness went on, there was Bernie. He was there. He came to the treatment center. He gave me the lyrics. He did this. He did that. He was the thing, the glue that held me together. Even though we weren't together, living together, I'm so lucky to have had that kind of a relationship with someone. You know, you don't have to be around someone all the time to be best friends. We're best friends, and the distance between us has kept us close.
Taupin. So he says last name Taupin.
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 Bernie Taupin. Taupin. This is a great song.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Probably my favorite of all time of his. I definitely remember it, hearing it more as a child than I do any of his other songs.
Yeah.
This one got a lot of radio play.
My favorite Elton John song has to be Rocket Man, not on this album.
Rocket Man is a good one. I mean, that's a smash.
When you start thinking of some of his bigger hits, one of his first ones was Crocodile Rock, if you remember that one.
I like the one that goes, and you can tell everybody that this is your song.
Yeah, your song. That's a legendary song that was early in his career. And that one, once the record company heard him do that song, that was kind of the one that got him to say, all right, let's do a record for this guy. And another great story about Elton John was when he came to America. And that really, really catapulted his career. It's amazing how one trip to Hollywood can send you to the stratosphere. This is a great story. So Elton John is kind of doing his thing over in England where he's from. He's becoming a regional star, like a Reginald, as we said.
Right.
And he starts to, his people start to see something in him, like this guy could be the next thing. And they booked some of their artists for some dates over in the U.S. So they said, hey, you're going to the United States, Elton. And he's like, who's going to be the band? Because they wouldn't fly his band over. They were like, nah, you're just going to play with the house band. And Elton was really concerned because he was like, I got to have the right band. Sometimes you can't just get in a room with people and it's going to be lights out. A band takes some time to get a rhythm together.
Right.
And so he gets to Hollywood and he's a little very nervous. And who's in the crowd to watch Elton play?
Howard Stern.
No. Any other guesses?
Mick Jagger.
Donald Trump.
No, I would imagine it was probably Bernie.
Bernie was there because he was already writing songs for him, but
right, bro.
Bernie was his boy. That Neil Diamond was in the house.
Neil
Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's
a big deal. I guess
I was way off.
At that time, Neil Diamond was a super big deal.
He was.
Was Neil Diamond a big deal when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just know Sweet Caroline and what's some other good Neil Diamond songs?
That's the only one I know.
You can still play it in the club.
Yeah.
I know Red Sox fans love Neil Diamond. Yeah. And then there were some members of the Beach Boys that were at, this is the Troubadour. If you guys have ever been to Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard, it's the Troubadour, legendary nightclub. It's a dump, but legendary artists play there. Neil Young had just played the night before Elton John. He's playing a Monday night. He's thinking it's a Monday night. We're trying out this guy. Neil Diamond is here. Members of the Beach Boys are here. Story goes Elton John is throwing up in the bathroom. He's nervous. He's
like, heroin?
Just nerves.
Oh.
Saying, I can't play in front of Neil Diamond. I can't play. Neil Young just played here. Are you kidding me?
You're like, I got to follow that up. And who's here? What?
And the band is not his band. You don't know these guys.
Oh, yeah, that
sucks. He's freaking the fuck out.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
That's like going to a club and having a DJ on turntables without pitch control.
Right. Well, it's like what Memphis just did when he went over to this club. You were telling me they had the turn knob mixer, right?
Yeah, they had the rotary mixers. And
Nice.
Yeah, and I hadn't used that kind of mixer before.
That's fun.
So I had to figure it out.
It's easy.
Well, yeah, once I figured it out, because I was like, you can see I was like, I wasn't freaking out, but I was like, I don't want to screw this up because I know De La Soul's DJ was literally standing over my shoulder.
Nice.
This sounds like an Elton John moment for you.
It does. See,
and
you
I'm
can relate.
And you got like Rich Medina there and like all these other DJs and like in the crowd. Like, funny story about, it's weird, Dave Chappelle was there the night before.
Oh, wow.
Neil Young was at this Troubadour the night before.
Yeah. And so I'm like, shit, man. So I'm nervous. And then I was supposed to be in the opener, and I wasn't. They made me go second, but they did that on purpose. You know, it was like, you're going in the deep end, because I had never played in that element before.
Right.
And so I'm like, sink or swim. And I'm like, I'm not one to, like, just falter on a moment. So I rose to it. Once I figured that mix of what I was doing, I was like, okay, I'm good. Because everything else was straight.
Very similar ending to what happened with Elton John, you know, outside of you coming out of the closet later. on the show, Memphis, but nice. Very similar.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's the album still
hey,
young.
Come on, it was De La Soul's DJ.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just kidding. But Elton ends up going out there. Bernie, again, Bernie Taupin, pushes him out there. We've come this far, Elton, Reggie. Get your ass out there and play. And he plays Crocodile Rock, and the place just goes completely nuts. Neil Diamond is in the building, and members of the Beach Boys, and the rest really is history from there. That show, they claim, at the Troubadour, he then met this guy named John Reed.
John Reed.
John Reed was his a manager of Queen. He was the manager of the band Queen. And Elton John, he became the manager of Elton John, and they became lovers. Oh. Elton John and John Reed became lovers, and it didn't end well when that relationship ended.
Boy.
But that same night that he played Crocodile Rock at the Troubadour, he would meet John Reed at a party afterwards, and that's when the two...
That's when Crocodile Rock turned into Love on the Rocks.
Crocodile Cock.
Crocodile Dock.
All right, now, hold on.
So
you know the title of this song is Hard Right Turn?
What is it?
This song has no title. You know what the song of this title this song is?
Oh, that's
this
song, this song has no title.
This song has no title.
Yeah.
No, really. What's the name of it?
This song has no title.
Who's on first? What? Yeah, that's what he said. Who? No, what's on second? This song has no title is the name of this song, I see.
Yeah.
Original.
This is a really amazing album, man. It's my first time hearing it.
Yeah.
This is really good.
I think there's only about three songs on here that I really like. I can see why you weren't listening to it in high school, Dad. It's a little soft.
Yeah,
like soft. You'd have never been born, boy.
What was the lovemaking music back in the 70s? Early 70s.
I don't know. I just played jazz.
Jazz is what the ladies wanted to hear.
Oh, you're lucky you were born at all then.
Actually,
reeling them in with the jazz, BJ.
I don't know. In all honesty, when I was like a teenager, I don't remember music. I just remember the fun time.
Yeah.
I didn't need music.
You didn't put a record on to, you know, set the mood
there
for the ladies?
There is certain music that like, because music seems to like remind you of a time, right?
Yes.
You hear a song and it just immediately takes you to a time. There's no songs that take you to the time.
Well, see, we were from the country.
Right.
So country songs.
No, we were in the country when we were.
Oh, so there was only fiddles and stuff. They didn't have any radio.
There was. There was no music because you were out in the country.
Right.
Not playing country.
Well, and you have about on your car dash? You couldn't put on some tunes, and I don't need you to go into too much detail because it is getting a little disturbing.
It is your mother. You
know, they had I don't want to hear much more.
They had 8 tracks back then.
They did have 8 tracks back then.
And also, something that there's very few of today, drive-in movies was another popular place.
Oh, yeah. I missed those.
When I was a little boy in 1977, when I was born, they took me to see a movie called Star Wars that was in a drive-in movie theater, and that was the first time it came out.
I miss it.
Because they didn't want to take me
to the
theater.
Let's open one.
And chances were you were made.
Possibly. There.
At a drive-in.
Nine months earlier.
Do you remember what movie it was?
We used to go there and do drugs.
I don't remember. Well, I don't know. There was so many times. I don't remember.
Anytime you go into the drive-in, you knew what was going on.
Yeah,
let's get in the backseat, girl.
I had a friend whose dad had one of those like real creepy 70 Raper vans with like the couch in the back
and had the shag on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where he was born.
In there. Yeah. We used to pile in there, man. It was great.
This song is called The Gray Seal.
But way after this song came out.
But see,
which I do not know.
And I hate to admit this, but yes, I had the van with the shag carpeting on the roof.
And, oh, you're going.
And the bubble windows.
Yeah.
And the jazz like, music, baby.
Did it have like a picture of a guy with a sword on the side of it, taming a lion or something?
Not really, no. But it was, I think it was a green van.
Oh, yeah. Down by the river.
It had shag carpeting on the side.
I love those cars.
But the roof had actually like black fur.
Ooh. Oh. So you were raping bitches in it? No.
But no, if you smoked a Jeffrey, you had the furry wall. Yes. To rub the furry wall.
No, that was cool shit in the 70s, man. I'm telling you. That was a lot of fun.
And you had your refrigerator, you know, with your wine or your beer in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was like, cool to drink and drive back then.
But no Elton John, though.
Yeah, but no Elton John.
Well, if you were, you know.
Listening to Miles Davis, it sounds like.
Hey, Miles Davis is good.
That'd probably get you the ladies, Miles Davis.
This next song is called Jamaican Jerk Off. That might have been going down in the van.
Yeah.
Can you
pull the lyrics up for Jamaican Jerk Off so we could be prepared to find out what exactly
is
Elton trying to say with this song?
Because I have my theories on this song.
This episode of Dem Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Factor Meals. Eating better has never been easier with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're very fresh, never frozen. It's a delicious meal that is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in 2 minutes. Plus, no trip to the grocery store and no doing the dishes. And you have over 35 options to choose from every single week, delivered to your doorstep, and they are fresh. The vegetables, it seems like they're picked right out of the garden. Protein plus meals, calorie smart meals, 2 minute meals, fuel up fast, and no trip to the grocery store. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals. Head to factormeals.com/DVB50. Use our code DVB50 to get 50% off. That's code DVB50 at factormeals.com/DVB50. Get that 50% off, bruh.
Because I've seen on the track list, I'm like, Jamaican jerk off, so I'm wondering.
Right, somebody went to hedonism.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
It's just Jamaica jerk off, actually. I said it wrong.
Jamaica jerk off.
So is it Jamaica, comma, jerk off? So are they saying it's Jamaica and calling us a jerk off?
It might be.
Or is it saying Jamaica a type jerk-off of jerk off that happens in Jamaica?
No, I think that's not what it is.
I think it's the jerk food, you know, the jerk.
Yeah, jerk chicken.
The jerk chicken.
I hope that's what they're talking about because that is really
good.
Sure,
because they're cooking. It's probably a cook off.
I guess Elton John's dad was a jerk.
I don't know. That sounds kind of I don't know.
Well, was his dad Jamaican?
Tomcat might take that.
His dad was in the Air Force over there in England, and so he wasn't home much, and his parents did not get along very well. At one point, Elton claims he caught his mother with another man when she was still married to her daddy.
Slut.
To his daddy.
I put Jamaican jerk off in my Google search, and I got a lot of weird shit that came back.
I bet. You shouldn't be putting jerk off in your Google.
Let's listen to this song a little bit here. That's that Jamaican jerk.
This is nice.
I like it.
All right, so it says here, the meaning of the phrase jerk off needs no elaboration here. Certainly not by Max Romeo, although this has a happy-sounding reggae lyric. Its origin was anything but. Elton had planned to record the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album in Jamaica, but for a number of reasons, this was not considered feasible or perhaps wise due to partly the political situation. So the project was moved to the Chateau de Horaville. That's why he called it the Alti Chateau. In France, where he had recorded both Alti Chateau and Don't Shoot Me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It may thus be said that Jamaica had been jerked off in a purely colloquial sense, says.
Yeah, because I was totally thinking he was in Jamaica and got jerked off or something.
I got another clip here from Sir Elton John. Here he talks about hitting different generations, because that's one of the most impressive things about Elton John is he has withstood the test of time.
It's true.
He's had hit records like in 6 different decades.
Never made it in a green van, though.
Here's a clip of him talking about reaching different generations.
Videos of themselves, young teenagers doing I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
And it's up on YouTube, whatever. And David sends them to me and says, look at this. And it's incredible. You know, and they're 14, 13-year-old kids doing their own dance routines. And that's what you want. I mean, you want to stay relevant and you want to reach every age group. And that's I was lucky enough to be able to do The Lion King, and that helped me enormously.
Oh, of course.
Because every age group is cyclical, and along comes another one, and they all go to see The Lion King. So they all know about me. They may not know about my older music, but in our concerts that we've been doing, we've done 141 shows so far on the tour, and we get a huge cross-section. We get three generations, grandparents who started there with me, their children and their children. And I think that's wonderful, and because I'm besotted by children now anyway. So the younger they are, and they dress up as well, and it's so cute, it's unbelievable.
Elton John reaching all generations.
Words. Yeah, he's like, I'm rocking your grandmama, your mama, and you.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was your dad, your granddaddy, your daddy, and now I'm trying to get you.
But he didn't seem to do so good on the love side, huh? He only had what? He only had one high-profile boyfriend? It?
Well, he's married now, and they have two children. If you could look up how do they have the children? Did they adopt them, or how does that work out? Like, who actually birthed the children? Because I know him and his new husband, they've been married, I wouldn't say new, maybe 15, 20 years he got married. He also married a woman at one point in his career.
Did he?
He did have a woman that he was married to, and early in his life, so. he was dating his landlord, who was a chick.
But he only did that for free rent.
Yeah. Well, then when he said to her, he finally had to tell her, I don't love you anymore. I've got something going on. I'm into men.
What a blow to her ego.
She kicked his ass out, threw his shit out, and broke his piano.
Oh, damn. She must have took some effort because a piano is not easy to break.
Beat the shit out of his piano.
So his two kids are named Zachary and Elijah, and they had him via surrogate. So 2010, Zachary was the first to be born via surrogate. And then in 2013, they had Elijah through the same surrogate mother.
Could you imagine?
But what do they do? Do they?
Was it, so the way, was what, it Elton or what, was it?
Who's load?
Yeah. Could have been either. Jeez. Could either be Elton's load or his buddy's load, and then they put it in the surrogate.
They mixed the loads, you think?
You could do that. You could get a load batch.
They let the
Starbucks load
decide.
Here, what's Frappuccino.
Do you think they mixed it themselves?
Oh, well, come on, Rainbow. Rainbow, what are you doing?
I was being more scientific, and you had to go there.
Thanks a lot.
Anyways.
You just mixed the loads like whites with reds.
Well, but no, and here's the thing. Here's what I was going to... That was disgusting. Here's what I was going to say. All right, imagine having so much money, you can convince somebody or convince a woman to birth a child for you.
Well, I'm sure she got paid.
That's what I'm saying.
All these surrogate mothers.
There's probably pro surrogate mothers. They're probably like, yeah, I'm pro surrogate. What are you doing for a living?
I did it for $10.
Have kids and give them away.
No.
But it's kind of crazy though, too. You know, you just like carrying somebody else's kid, you pop them out. There you go. Get away.
Our kids are annoying. It's probably easy. Get out of here, kid. You bother me.
When you see like there's been some type of like connection, you think she has some connection.
She does. You know, she should.
I mean, because technically she's the mom, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That sweet painted lady.
That's what I'm saying. That's a hard-ass decision.
That's tough.
I can definitely hear the 1973 all over the record right now.
Mm-hmm. Everything's crispy.
It's classic.
And this is an original, huh?
This is an original, 1973. Wow.
This album is older than everybody in here except me.
And BJ the DJ.
Yes. Our guest. Our honored guest.
You talk about Elton having money and paying his surrogate. Let's play the game of how much do we think Elton John is worth?
Woo!
They get to pick what kind of pizza I'm about to order for after the show.
I think I know.
Whoever gets the closest.
Anchovies if I win.
TK, you need to stop typing there.
Yeah, TK.
Stop cheating. Okay, I will let Ramo go first.
I don't like going first. I went first the last time.
Okay,
didn't I?
You get to pick. You pick.
All right, no,
you pick who goes first.
I'll guess.
You pick who goes first.
Okay, I will. I will.
How much do you think he's worth?
Elton John has been doing it for a very long time, and he's still doing it. I have to imagine he's close to $675 million.
That's not a bad number. That's not a bad number at all.
What do you think? Tomcat?
$250 million.
Okay, and what do you think, Memphis?
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say he's a billionaire.
You're going to say nice. $1 billion?
Yeah, I'm going to say he's a billionaire.
Okay, BJ the DJ, what do you say?
$1.1 billion. I feel like I'm playing the game.
Bob Barker. Where's Bob Barker when you need him?
All right. Elton John amassed, let's just go over some of his accolades.
Oh, you're going to make us wait.
And then yeah. I will tell you how much.
He's the bell tech.
He's an Emmy Award winner.
Wimmer.
Hans Wimmer, the Award Wimmer.
That's debatable.
He's from Pinner. He has 5 Grammy Awards.
Okay.
Two,
that's it?
He's
only
got
five?
2 Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a Tony Award.
Mm-hmm.
2 Golden Globes. A Kennedy Center Honor.
Yep.
He's in the Songwriter Hall of Fame, 1992 class. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the class of 1994. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth.
That's right.
In 1998.
I remember that.
And he was appointed a member of the Order of Companions of Honor in 2020.
What is that?
That means he's invested in the Windsor Castle by the Prince of Wales.
Okay.
Nice.
He has donated, at least his foundation has donated over 300 million pounds. I don't know how many dollars
of
that
weed?
Would be. No.
No.
Oh,
pounds. 300 million pounds. Sweet. So that's like 300 and, I don't know.
It's a lot of millions of dollars.
That's lots of millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So he has been a philanthropist, so he's given some of his money away.
Nice.
But his net worth is, Ramo, you are the closest. He said, the internet says $650
million.
Okay. Elton is worth $650 million.
Wow.
Yeah. I figured it was right up there.
You didn't cheat, did you?
Look at my shit. You can see the apple there, right?
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah, you didn't cheat.
I just guessed.
Nice
675.
Work, man.
I mean, I'd have to imagine if he was a star before I was born, he has to be approaching $1 billion.
You pretty
but
sure?
It's hard to get there. I'm pretty sure.
But, of course.
What is your deal today?
Being an old guy like me, back in the early part of his career, he probably did not make that much money, although
probably
it
not.
Seemed like a lot of money to people in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he had some down times. I mean, he got addicted to drugs. He had to go to rehab a couple of times. He also had it out with his management, the guy that he ended up becoming sexually active with and had a relationship with, John Reed, the legendary music manager. I guess he screwed him out of money. He was spending money on his family members, buying things. You know how it is when you start mm-hmm. getting millions of dollars. You buy this one a house and that one a house. I mean, I don't know about it, but that's what happens.
Yeah, but think about it too, though. He also, after all that, blew up kind of again. You know, like you said, he's had a hit for, what, the past 6 decades?
He had a hit last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Dua
like,
Lipa.
He understands the music business. He understands he has a lot of influence in the music industry, and he uses it to his advantage. He's always touring,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure it costs a bajillion dollars to fucking do that.
I've seen him in concert.
Yeah.
Yes. It was just him and the piano.
Oh,
and it was a great show.
You
forget how many. This album has a few of his hits on it, but when you really start looking at the catalog, you start talking about songs like Rocket Man, songs like Your Song, Benny and the Jets, Tiny Dancer.
Right. And think about this. Not only is he selling out all the arenas in America,
mm-hmm.
but he's selling them overseas too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's going over there and doing the same shit. Like, that's impressive.
That's like, you know, oh yeah, we jamming out in Bucharest next week, and we're going to sell that out too.
Wherever.
And then the money he made with Lion King, helping to score almost that entire soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? You remember that song?
Amazing. It was huge.
Philadelphia Freedom. I don't know if you guys remember that song. That was with Tina Turner. It was a great song.
It smacked.
I'm trying to think of other songs that he had.
She got smacked.
No, nobody.
Crocodile Rock.
That
was a big one.
It's a great one. Lots of big hits for Elton John.
Yeah.
And when you look at earners and people that make the most money in the music business. He was on top in the 70s, and then he maybe fizzled a little bit towards the late 70s, but then came back in the 80s and reinvented himself and blew up and then kind of fizzled off and then reinvented himself with The Lion King and all that stuff in the 90s and then fizzled off. He just continues to reinvent himself and come back when you think that, you know, maybe you won't hear from him with another
hit. And
then
you have artists that really, like, that love his work that he collaborates with, you know, like Mary J. Blige and Lady Gaga. And
he's a GOAT.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say not. I mean, between him and Michael, right? Yeah,
he's an alien.
He is an alien.
He is GOATs an alien. And aliens can't play the piano.
Sure they can. They got six fingers.
Says here Elton has more than 50 top 40 hits.
That's crazy.
Lord.
That's crazy.
He could fill up a whole damn playlist.
I mean, easy.
He has 50. Just, well, but he has 50 top 40s.
That's so. If you look at holy shit, man, that's crazy.
He has sold over 300 million records worldwide. Makes him one of the best-selling musical artists of all time. He is the most successful solo artist in the history of the U.S. Billboard charts.
Ridiculous.
In 2021, he became the first solo artist with the UK top 10 singles across six decades. He had a top 10 single, top 10, at least once in six different decades. It's pretty impressive, this guy.
Yeah, wow. Dude. Unbelievable.
That's insane, dude.
It really is.
Next one is the Ballad of Danny Bailey.
Interesting. Never heard this one.
Can you look up who Danny Bailey is? Who is this Danny Bailey?
Danny Bailey.
I have a clip here from Sir Elton Lee talking to us about he's happy with the life he's lived. I would say so. $650 million. That'll do it for you.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my life. I'm glad of all the experiences I went through. I'm glad, you know, my experiences with my parents. I really value the fact that they stayed together for me when they were unhappy with each other. Although I hated it, I'm glad they found love in other marriages. I've come to understand as you get older, you understand the circumstances that they went through. And I'm not angry or bitter about that whatsoever. But it did leave a scar. And that scar took a long time to heal. And maybe it will never heal totally. I don't think you'll ever get, you know, I haven't got a lot of self-confidence off the stage. When I'm on the stage, I'm roaring. I think every artist does. Every creative artist has doubt and has moments of, ugh, am I doing the right thing? Am I good enough? And I think that's what turns us into monsters as well. Because I think you become unreasonable, and then of course the chemical substances and the alcohol doesn't help anything, and you lose touch of reality. And this, you know, the life I was leading, flying on the starship and living in beautiful houses, buying things left, right and center, was not a normal life, not the sort of life I came from anyway. And I lost complete touch with that, and I vowed that when I did change my life, that would never happen again. And I still live the most fantastic life, but I have people that are willing to ground me, and I have children, and they ground you all the time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each, then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's cool. What's up.
So
that's what's up.
That song we listened to, you asked me about Danny Bailey. It's a fictional character, The Ballad of Danny Bailey, 1909 to 1934, is a song by Elton John from his 1973 album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. The song tells a fictional story inspired by the notorious American gangster John Dillinger, but there's no evidence to suggest that Danny Bailey, the titular character, which means the main character, was a real person or had any direct effect. So he wasn't a real person, but it's kind of a John Dillinger gangster story.
Okay. Kind of like an amalgam. An idea
Ooh,
of a
word
person.
Usage.
Yeah.
I have the list here. I think we've done this on a previous episode, but we'll do it again because this guy we're doing is near the top. But the highest selling artists of all time. And we mentioned John Reed, the manager of Queen. Queen is right there on the list. So number five on the list is Queen. Number four is Elton John. He's the fourth highest selling musical act of all time.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Number three is Elvis Presley.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Number two is Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
And number one is the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Want to do some more LSD with the Beatles?
Now, you know what's funny about that, though?
What's that?
Those artists were, like, from, like, days gone by, where, like I said earlier, they weren't making the money that the artists are today. So you can imagine what they would have made in today's dollars if they were doing that today.
The only thing about that I would say is now people get pennies on the dollar for their streams and stuff,
right?
Yeah,
they're getting screwed.
Back in the day, they didn't have an ability to screw up the artists
but
like they
do
now.
But the labels did. The labels were the
labels, then they could. So maybe it was comparable in that way. But that's the only difference I would say. I would say back then you had to sell hard copies of records.
Right.
And the only way people could get it was to go out with their dollars and purchase that hard copy. Now they can steal it. They can download it for pennies on the dollar. You don't really get anything. So that's the only difference I would say there is. Is it more? Do they make more now or then? I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know about back then, but of course, you make more out on the road too. I mean,
right.
Your concert,
sure. Yeah.
Or you bring in the
like
big
that.
Dollars.
More now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
you sell all the good
drugs. If you look at Elton John, we said that his net worth was what,
$650. Yep.
Look at Rihanna. She's a more modern day leader in sales, and she's worth $1 billion.
But I think a lot of her money came from her fashion, like the that
fashion
Fenty,
line.
That she does a fashion line.
Yeah, that Fenty.
I didn't even know that.
And she has
Fenty
fragrances too.
Yeah, she made a killing off of that. Like I don't. Yeah, her music is amazing, but I don't not worth where she is a billionaire. Like everything else she's doing. Like Kanye West was another example where his music is great. Well, the first five albums were out, and everything else kind of not so much.
He has another number one song.
Yeah, he does right now.
The song went to number one.
Yeah, it does. Pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I haven't paid attention to the
anything
charts lately.
He lives in the woods, folks.
Man, what beauty. I do. And it's glorious. I love it. You should try it.
He's outside smoking weed with the birds are flying
all
around.
All day long, oh, baby.
Kanye's got a new song.
Heaven on Earth. Need to give me some Percocet. No.
Okay, knock it off.
I will say another thing about Elton John is one thing I noticed in the movie is it really bothered him that he was losing his hair at a young age. He lost his hair like in his 20s.
Man, I know about that.
Yeah.
God, frustrating. So frustrating.
But when you look at him today, another thing that $650 million will get you.
You got a wig.
Great plugs.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the plugs that you can't even really tell that it's not his hair. It looks really good.
Oh, yeah. I'd have him sewing a live squirrel on my head if I had that much money. Oh, yeah.
He'd be like Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
He'd put a wig on.
Brand new squirrel every
a
week.
Mullet.
That thing's live, buddy. Touch it.
Some other little facts about Elton John. He has done a lot of gigs for the British royal family.
I bet.
I wonder how much those pay. He did play the funeral for Princess Diana.
He did. That, and he actually, remember, he remade his the song we heard on this album, kind of for her.
Like, they were really
even
good friends,
he made
too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, real good
friends. Yeah, they were.
When Barack Obama won the presidency in 2008, Elton John played the victory party.
That's nice. Awesome.
That's dope. Now, this song, is this Dirty Little Girl?
Oh, it sounds kind of psychedelic here.
It does. That's for the people on acid. Because it should be hitting you by now. It's almost towards the end of the album.
I saw Elton John with Billy Joel. And they both sang, Billy Joel sang a song, did his set. Elton John did his set. And then they ended the show with two pianos on stage and they dueled back and forth.
Oh, that's bad.
That was like,
damn.
Wow.
That was a pretty awesome show.
I'd like to eat a steak to that show.
Yeah, that's fun.
Have you ever been to one of them restaurants where they have the dueling pianos?
Oh, yeah, that is amazing. Fun. Dueling pianos are amazing. That's really cool.
Best.
You ever been to a strip club where you can get a steak? Yeah, it's good, too. You
gotta at a strip club, I am the steak.
I hate when I get a hair on it, though.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
DJ!
That place is called Dual Penist.
Dual Penist.
Hey.
Your sister can't twist, but she can rock and roll is the name of this track.
This reminds me of 60s music.
Yes, I like that.
That's what I was going to say. It's very nostalgic kind of for that era.
The twist. Your sister can't twist, but she can rock and roll. It does sound like a twist song. Twist again.
This song was played a lot in the jukebox.
It definitely moves.
Finally a B-side record.
So far, I've really liked Goodbye Yellow Brick Road on this album. That's been my favorite so far.
What, the song?
Yeah, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Yeah, it was on side two of the first record.
Mm-hmm.
Benny and the Jets is right up there for me.
That's my fave.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And the next song actually is one of my faves. You guys will probably be familiar with the next song after this one.
I feel like I know that song. I'm looking at it. The name... not ringing the song in my head, but I know as soon as I hear it,
I think you'll know it. Sounds like the Beatles right there.
Man, that shit just switched up like a carnival.
Going, boy.
Now, wasn't he the
I
one?
Kinda like, I like this track.
Yeah.
Didn't he make the song LSD?
He made a song called LSD?
Well, in reference, Lucy in the Sky with
that's
Diamonds.
The Beatles.
Is that
the Beatles.
That?
Oh. But yeah.
Yeah, that's his back. Yeah,
when you were on the oldies stations, BJ the DJ, were you, because I know you DJed a lot on the like 60s stations. He was more 70s, so you probably didn't play a lot of Elton John, or did you play some Elton John on the oldies stations?
I remember the most we played Benny and the Jets in the later years of playing on Oldies 95. But I would say the biggest one that probably played the most, the Crocodile Rock, because it was like in real early 70s song.
Yeah, or the very late 60s. This is the song I was talking about. Saturday.
Oh, that's Saturday Night's All Right for fighting.
Yeah, I love the lyrics in this song.
This reminds me of the Billy Joel song that goes, all your friends were so knocked out, big shot, you had to be a big shot, didn't
you? Yeah, that was Billy Joel.
Yeah, this reminds me of that song.
Like rock and roll meets the Piano Man. I just love this song.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It is good.
Written by, of course, the great Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Pingame is sick.
Bernie's still alive and kicking too.
All right.
You guys know how old Elton John is?
I'm gonna go 68.
I'm gonna go 75.
68. Yeah, he's older than that. He's a little low, huh?
He's probably about 77.
I went low with the money, bitch.
No, maybe about 74.
How old do you think he is, BJ the DJ?
I'm going to say he's upper 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe 70.
He was born March 25th, 1947.
Okay, his birthday's the day before mine. I'm March 26th.
And he's 76 years old as of the time we're doing this show in 2024.
Oh, okay. All right. 76, same age as like my mom and stepdad. 75 or 6.
And he still looks all right. Now, he just recently had knee surgery on one knee, and he's having surgery on another knee, I guess in a couple of weeks. And when his husband, trying to be politically correct.
His partner
has said that once he heals from these knee injuries, he wants to do musical. He wants to do a musical, and he does want to get back on stage and perform, but he will not be. He's officially quit touring. So if you have not seen a Billy Joel tour, you probably never will. Because
Elton John, you mean?
Elton John, a tour. You won't be able to see him because he's not going to play any more tours. But he is going to do a musical.
Well, see, I mean, so if he doesn't, well, I guess he won't be on stage for the musical. Is he going to, like, just compose and put it together?
They said he will perform.
It?
That's what the article says. That he has done a farewell. He did the farewell Yellow Brick Road tour that ended in 2023. And says he's not going back out on tour again. He's going to just get involved in other things. One being a musical.
He's been doing it forever. No need to.
And he's got his Elton John AIDS Foundation that he started in 1992. And like we said earlier, he's raised over 300 million pounds since its inception. And when same-sex marriage became legal, he was a big advocate to help get that pushed through. And so now he's officially got his relationship with his longtime partner, a Canadian. He married a Canadian filmmaker named David Furnish.
Canadian, eh?
Yep. He's got that Canadian bacon that Elton likes.
Hey. Canadian bacon.
I prefer regular bacon.
Hey, Canadian bacon's pretty good, man.
It's ham.
It all is.
Bacon is ham as well, right?
I know, but it's just ham. It's called ham.
Not according to the Canadians.
Yeah, well, God bless their heart. It's ham. Bacon is different. It's thinner, it cooks different.
I like Newski's bacon. Have you had that?
No.
You should try it. It's a thicker cut bacon, not like too thick, like maybe like
a thick cut. I'm good with thick cut bacon.
It's kind of got like a smoked flavor. I mean, it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highly recommend that.
I got a clip here from Reggie, a.k.a. Sir Elton John. He's talking about how the musicians today, he thinks that they have it harder today.
When I started out, there was no social media, no mobile phones. Mm-hmm. You did press. You sometimes, if you're lucky, did TV. Mm-hmm. You did radio. And you played live. And now you've got all these other distractions. And you're based on your chart position. And somebody like Sam Fender comes along and changes the rules by being so great live. You've got to be able to play live to sustain a career and have a catalogue. So that's why bands like Coldplay, Mumford & Son will always be fine, because they have a catalogue or they have a following. They'll always be able to be a musician. When when I nearly went bankrupt, when I fell out with my manager, I thought, I'm not going to bother to sue, because it'll take me years and years and years to sort of go to court. I don't want that around me. I'm always be able to earn a living, because that's what musicians do, whether it's in a pub, whether it's do with what I do. If you can play and you can entertain, you'll never be broke.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A bar ain't the type of place to raise your kids, though. So, but he can always get a job at the pub.
Don't tell that to my dad.
No, I'm kidding.
But we did spend a lot of time.
Roy Rogers, this is definitely a Western-style song.
Sounds like we got a little skippage on the album there. It's because it's a classic.
What is that instrument that you hear in the background, BJ? What is the name of that? I keep forgetting.
It's a steel guitar.
That's what it is.
We got one right here.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's over there.
Oh.
Man, can you advance the record a little bit? I think we're...
It's kind of advancing itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Done.
Man,
was somebody scratching with this one?
We are Dim Vinyl Boys. We do play vinyl here.
Yes, we do.
And sometimes, kids, the downfall to vinyl is it can get scratched.
It's true.
Now, since this is from 1973, maybe what you need to do is put a quarter or a nickel on the turntable there.
Oh, yeah, that's
push
right.
Push the needle down a little harder. And that'll keep it from skipping.
I remember you used to do that back in the day.
That's right. That's the old trick. Tape
it on there. It would help your skips. Especially when you're doing a live gig.
You got to be buying new needles.
Yeah, just strung your needles.
Yeah. It's better
and
than
a record.
Better than having a skip, especially when you're DJing at the bar in the nightclub when the sound system can be booming. I remember when we were playing records when I was younger, you'd have the sound system hitting so hard that it would make the needle jump.
Yep. If the DJ booth was not built correctly, yes, it
yes, would. You're right. How many times did that happen to you, Rainbow?
I can't say that I've ever. No, I'm not lying. One time I had to set up turntables on a stage for mm-hmm. a show, for a concert, and there was it was on like a regular table with a right. coffin. That did not go very well. So, but any club that I've ever been to, mm-hmm. they've always had it's on some kind of other support.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you youngins today, back in my day, and of course that's when Gentry first got started with his dad going to DJ gigs. You had to take about 10 crates of albums in with you.
Yep.
I used to do that.
Sure did. That's how I learned.
Now we got big homeless crates. Big old yep. subwoofer. Speakers.
That too.
Guess when, like, back in the day when I started, you had the homie that had the big station wagon or, like, the little blue crate, the minivan. And, yeah.
But one thing I will say about back in the day is if you got booked at a club.
They had their own system.
They had their own shit.
Because now that they know they can make you carry your own system in with you, they do that. They so do. Now we don't have we don't have crates, but we have 10 speakers.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
A subwoofer.
That's why I quit
and
doing
the clubs all look
clubs.
At you like, a sound system? Why would we spend any money? You're going to buy all that, and if it breaks, you're going to pay for that, too.
They can blow me. Hearing that shit.
Social
Sorry,
Disease.
Sorry, excuse me.
Is that the name of this song?
Yeah, that's the name of this record, Social Disease.
Second to last song.
It's kind of like social media. It's a disease, and you need help. You need to get a shot.
I stay off it as much as possible. Unless I'm on the toilet. Exactly.
This is actually a good track, man.
Sounds like the blues.
Yeah, it's very kind of
really good.
Bluesy. Country blues.
In 2023, Rolling Stone ranked Elton John at number 100 on its list of the 200 greatest singers of all time. He can sing. Not only can he play the piano, but I give Elton credit. He can freaking sing. Even at his age, at 76, he can still belt it out pretty good.
And I would say he has a very distinct sound as well when he sings. You can tell it's Elton John as soon as it comes on.
I heard him on Howard Stern maybe a year ago or so, and he came on with Miley Cyrus. I guess he's like the godfather to Miley Cyrus now. It's his goddaughter.
Really?
And, you know who her godmom is.
Who's her godmom?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Yeah, Dolly Parton. I mean, talk about a set of grandparents. You got Sir Elton as your... He could kind of be a grandma, too. You know, grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa
Grandmama.
Elton and god grandma Dolly.
Yeah.
So... I know Elton really has a lot of respect for Miley Cyrus, and she was doing a song with Metallica. So they had James Hetfield from Metallica and Lars on from Metallica, and they had Miley Cyrus on, and they had Elton John on. And Elton was very quiet during the interview, and Howard even said something to him, like, you know, you're not saying much, Elton. And he said, you know, I don't want to take away from Miley and take away from Metallica because they're great artists. So, you know, when you get in a room with a bunch of egos and a bunch of stars, sometimes it's hard to get a word in edgewise.
Sure.
But yeah,
Elton seems like the type of guy that even though he's a big star, he doesn't have like a big head, you know. Doesn't have to be the focal point. I kind of like that about him.
Me too, yeah. He's humble. He's a regular chap.
Or he just... gassy, had diarrhea, he didn't want to talk.
You and your...
That was a good one. That was Social Disease.
Last song, Harmony.
Harmony.
When you look at his life, and I watch that movie, I recommend you watch Rocket Man if you haven't seen it. It's a great movie.
100%.
Who is the... Can somebody look up who was the actor who played him? Because he did a really good job.
I'll look it up.
There is a very graphic gay scene in it, which... No, interesting, but the in the movie, one thing I noticed that seemed to really bother Elton was the way his dad treated him. When his dad left his mother, they finally got divorced. His dad remarried and had two children later in life. And there's a scene in the movie where he goes to see his dad. And his dad is like so loving on these two young little kids. But he never, ever, according to Elton, would give him a hug. He'd ask his dad, hey, can I get a hug? And his dad would be like, don't be soft.
How about a reach around?
I ain't hugging no queer old sexual.
And so when he goes and sees his dad later in life and he sees that it's like his picket fence and a perfect life with his new wife and these two kids that he's really enjoying spending time with, never wanted to spend time with Elton, that really hurt him.
That's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking.
Another thing is that he invited his dad to come see his show. Dad never went to the show. This is when he was famous and older. He was like, I can't go out. I got the kids and this, you know, new family. I can't come see the show. That broke Elton's heart. And then he had the audacity to ask him for a signature. He's like, hey, can you sign this Elton John album for me? So in the movie, Elton fills it out like to dad. And then his dad's like, no. If you could, make it out to Frank. He's some bloke that I work with that he really likes you. And so there's that scene where it really seemed like after that, it wasn't long after that that the movie transitions to his drugs. And
interesting,
and him falling down and hitting rock bottom.
Straw that broke the camel's back, kind of.
Yeah,
yeah, that's tough, man. So I found out who played Elton John in Rocket Man. It's Taron Egerton.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job. He's been in a few movies that I've seen.
The Kingsman movies.
Yeah, he was really good.
Movies. Those movies are amazing. By the way, you gotta check them out.
Here's Elton talking about when he did hit rock bottom.
Bottom for me was being with Ryan White the week he died in Indianapolis, seeing his family so dignified, forgiving people that have been horrible to them, losing a child and having so much dignity, whereas I, in my life, would complain about everything. And I just knew at that point that my life was out of whack. I knew beforehand, but that was the point I really realized it. And a month after that, I got sober and clean. That was a real big turning point for me. I knew I had a problem. The hardest thing for me was I thought I could solve everything myself. You know, I can do this. I'm intelligent.
Right.
I'm wealthy. I'm rich. I'm successful. Why can't I do this? I can do this. I couldn't. And for 16 years, I couldn't say I need help. You know, that those three words which will save your life, I need help. And as soon as I said that, I was away and haven't looked back since. And you're afraid to reach out because you think people will think you're weak or you feel ashamed of asking for help. Just swallow your pride. Your pride will kill you. Just ask for help and people will be there to give it to you.
Sage words.
Talk about a guy who's had a lot of comebacks, and he's still out there kicking it at 76 years old. That was a great episode, I thought. You know, Elton John.
Great one, man.
I really liked it.
Love Elton.
Thanks to BJ the DJ, or one of our guest hosts.
Yeah, man. Thanks for hanging out with us and teaching us something.
What's your favorite Elton John song, BJ the DJ?
I think I said it earlier. Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile Rock. And this is my favorite. It'll be a long, long time. Rock. Touchdown brings me down. I get to fly. This song right here is a
Rocky.
Good one.
This one in the
Rocket Man.
Yeah, he did the remake with Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah. But then he did. He had two songs last year. One with Dua Lipa, and then he had another one with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir Elton, man, he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah, man.
Philanthropist, pinball wizard,
pianist.
Penis.
He's a great penis.
Yeah.
And his husband thinks so as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week, I have these options. We don't have to pick right now, but we can think about it. I have a Jay-Z Blueprint album.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
I have a Rush. You know, I know Tomcat likes that song, Mean, Mean Die. Tom Sawyer.
Today's Tom Sawyer.
That's a big one.
That's my jam.
I like that song. That's
and fun. I also have a Phil Collins album.
Oh, yes. So
Phil Collins.
Easy Lover.
Phil Collins.
No, that's Philip Bailey.
No, that's Phil Collins.
I'm an easy lover.
Phil Collins is on it, but it's on the Philip Bailey album.
That's Phil Collins.
Genesis. Is that Genesis? I'm not sure. But we have.
He was in Genesis originally.
Yeah, he was in Genesis.
He was the drummer.
We have a Phil Collins album, we have a Jay-Z album, and we have a Rush album. We will talk about it, or you can always like and subscribe and comment on our stuff on social media and tell us what album you'd like for us to do. We'd be happy to do it. We are Dem Vinyl Boys. We are brought to you by BetterHelp. If you're looking for some therapy, online, convenient, and affordable, if you go to betterhelp.com/vinyl, You can save 10%. Also, thanks to Factor Meals, ready in 2 minutes, delivered to your front door. Factormeals.com/DVB50, and you can save 50% on your first order. That is Factormeals.com/DVB50.
Delicious.
That's going to do it for Dim Vinyl Boys. Anybody got anything to say as we close things out here?
Rock it on!
I'm really glad we did the Elton John album.
Yeah, me
finally.
Too.
It was good.
Are you just saying that because you don't want the Elton John lovers to hate on you, Tomcat, or are you
really
being very genuine?
Oh, I liked it, and I find him very interesting.
There's a lot of samples like you Elton John. Get off this.
Well, you know, to be honest, we're not going to pick on TK, because, I mean, remember, I didn't want to do the Beatles, and we did it, and I was like, it's actually pretty good. So.
Or Elvis.
Know. Yeah, I definitely didn't want to do Elvis. I definitely did not want to do Elvis. Oh, gosh.
There are a lot of reasons.
No, I liked it. It was great.
All right, Dim Vinyl Boys, signing off for yet another episode. Great stuff. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, from Elton John in 1973. In the meantime, everybody, just keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy. We'll be back next week. So long, everybody.
Peace out, y'all.
Put a penny on that needle.
Nickel.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.